It is the Tay and Jay Show. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. 4:05, it's September 15th. Is this like a big day or anything? Why is it 9:15? Why is that big? No? No? Okay.
It's a month after my mom's birthday.
There you go. That's what it is. Is she still a Duke fan?
Yeah, she kind of likes the Duke Blue Devils.
Could I ever sway her mind on that? Probably not.
I try, but okay. She's been watching them for the last like 15 years.
All right, I'll let it slide. Mama Warner likes the Blue Devils. But we're talking, we know Duke doesn't have a very good football team. So we're going to talk football in the Big Ten, and we're bringing on ESPN.com. He's a Big Ten blogger. That's Adam Rittenberg. Adam, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Well, we've got an important question for you right off the bat, and this is before we hit anything to do with football. You remember the game Mortal Kombat?
Okay.
What was your favorite character in that?
You know, I actually had my wife's friend's husband actually is one of the guys who was brought in to create that game.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, from England. He was actually hired by Midway. Midway Games was it, right here in Chicago?
Okay.
And he was brought in to create that game. Wasn't much of a video game connoisseur. Was there Scorpion?
Yes.
Is that right? There you go.
Get over here. That was my favorite, too. That's cool, man. We ask Adam that, and he knows the guy that knows the guy that knew a girl
exactly.
That created this thing. That is awesome. Well, Adam, we did bring you on to talk football, actually. And there's a big game going on in Champaign. You know why I know it's big? Because you're going to be there, Adam. Are you looking forward to this?
I am. You know, it's been a while since I've been to Illinois for a game. Actually, 2008 season when Ohio State played down there was the last time I've been in Champaign for a game, so definitely excited. Love the renovation up there, the new press box. I guess not so new, but definitely very, very excited to see this game. It was a game that I had circled before the year as one that I'd hoped to attend just because it's really an intriguing matchup. Two exciting quarterbacks. Defensively, Vontaze Burfict is going to be a beast out there. Excited to see him on the field. So just a lot of intrigue for this matchup, without a doubt.
Talking with Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com's Big Ten blogger. And Adam, I guess when you come down to here, it's been a while. This means that Illinois is a program that people have a little bit of respect for. But you wrote this week that this is a chance for Illinois to actually prove people wrong that think, hey, this isn't going to work out. Because every year that you think they're going to be good, they're not. So this is a big game, not only for Illinois this year, but as a program, isn't it?
I think so. I think outside the program and for people who haven't seen Illinois play that much, there's just a general skepticism about whether this team has turned a corner, whether they are a legitimate contender in the leaders division this year. I believe they are. You know, I think what they did at the end of the season last year, the improvement they made between the end of the regular season and the Texas Bowl, and then the way they've started off this year with some of the pieces there, I really think they're a team that can make some noise in their division and surprise folks. But you have to get it done in big moments, and this is certainly a big moment where, you know, Arizona State coming to Illinois. Illinois hasn't beaten a ranked team since number one Ohio State back in 2007, and these are the type of measuring stick games to say, hey, I'm taking a step forward as a program. So it's a great, great opportunity for Ron Zook and his guys.
Yeah, Adam, I think this is a game for a lot of Illinois fans that are sitting there saying, okay, prove it to us. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to believe in
That's
you.
Right.
Prove it to us. Do you think this team has it in them to win a big game like this? Because over the last couple of years, Illinois hasn't won a lot of close games, and everyone thinks this is going to be a close one.
Right, and I think we're going to learn a lot about Nathan Shielhouse, for sure, the quarterback who really carries himself with a lot of poise and maturity, and I think he's a guy that's going to be an outstanding player in the Big Ten even this year. But here's a great moment. You know, if it's down to the wire, is he going to make the plays against a pretty talented defense, even though Missouri did make some plays against them last week? They do have a lot of talent on that side of the ball, and one player who can just ruin you in Vontaze Burfict. But I think we're going to learn a lot about Nathan Shielhouse. We're going to learn a lot about this coaching staff, this defense, and really this entire program, because I think it is going to be a competitive game. Interesting thing to me is that both of these teams have sort of had the reputation for teasing us. You know, talent's never been an issue for Illinois. Rarely has it been an issue for Arizona State. But I think both the programs can be labeled somewhat underachieving over the past 5-10 years. So it's a big, big moment for both squads.
If you haven't read his stuff, you need to do it. He does a great job. He writes a Big Ten blog for ESPN.com. Adam Adam Rittenberg joining us here on the Tay and Jay Show. And Adam, Arizona State comes to town with an 8'8" quarterback or something like that, Brock Osweiler. We talked yesterday at length about the Illinois secondary, and it's been kind of a black eye a little bit lately to the program. But I think, personally, I'm excited about this secondary. I think they can step up and show what they're worth. Do you fear that Osweiler comes in here and just throws the ball all over the place, or do you think Illinois can maintain it?
Well, he was awfully good against Missouri. And, you know, to be fair, he was facing a pretty banged-up Missouri team, missing several starters. Illinois doesn't seem to have the same type of injury concerns entering this game. But I do think there's a need for the secondary to step up. The fortunate thing is you do have guys there that have played a lot of football. Tavon Wilson, certainly Terry Hawthorne has played, even though he's not a senior. He's played a lot of football. Supo Sani had played a lot before his injury last year. Steve Hull, I think, is a bit of a question mark at the other safety spot. They obviously moved Trulon Henry down to linebacker. He's having a good start to the season, but I think that group is certainly going to get tested. Also important for that defensive line to try to get into Osweiler's face as much as possible. He is so big, it's hard to close down those passing lanes. They really like to spread out defenses and create wide lanes for the receivers to do some work, but it's going to be important because there are going to be some man coverage situations that those defensive backs step up.
And Adam, obviously Illinois-Arizona State, not the only good game on the schedule. You know, the first 2 weeks you always have some cupcakes on the schedule, but this week a lot of good non-conference games in the Big Ten. One I think a lot of people have circled, especially after that game last week with Notre Dame, is Michigan State at Notre Dame. Do you think Notre Dame can actually beat the state of Michigan this week? Can they rebound from that bad loss? I guess not a bad loss, but the defense just couldn't handle Michigan.
Oh, no, it's a bad loss when you give up a touchdown with 30 seconds left to go and they have to go 80 yards. But, no, I think it's an intriguing matchup. Again, I expect another close game. And the question is Notre Dame capable of closing and finishing and avoiding the major mistakes that have cropped up too much in the first couple of weeks? 10 turnovers, I believe, and multiple chances to win both games, and they haven't gotten it done. You know, Michigan State, on the other hand, they're actually looked at least by Vegas, as the underdog in this game, even though they're the 2-0 team. They're the ranked team. They're coming off the Big Ten championship. So I think they're a team that can go in with a bit of a chip on their shoulder. They've had a lot of success down in South Bend, 6 of the last 7. They won 6 straight before dropping a game in 2009. And for Michigan State, you know, we talked about it this week a little bit with Kirk Cousins, that, hey, their season is going to rest on how they perform on the road. You know, this doesn't have any bearing on whether they make the Big Ten championship game, but their Big Ten road schedule, guys, you know, Nebraska, Ohio State, Iowa, Northwestern, those are all pretty good teams. So they're going to have to get it done on the road, and what better way to start it off than at Notre Dame?
Previewing this week's Big Ten matchups with Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com's Big Ten blogger. Another one, Pittsburgh at Iowa. Iowa, a team a lot of people thought maybe could sneak into that, that conference championship game this year, but they sure didn't look good against Iowa State.
No, they didn't. And, again, the issue for Iowa, if you guys remember at the end of last year, was finishing games. You know, they had a lead against Northwestern, and they blew it. They almost blew a lead to Indiana if the kid makes a catch in the end zone. They blew a lead against Ohio State. They blew a lead against Minnesota. They would have blown a lead in the bowl game if they didn't get that pick six somewhat out of the blue by Micah Hyde. And so that's the issue for them in this game. I think they had 5 leads in that Iowa State game and couldn't hold any of them. So important for Iowa against a team that really likes to play at a high pace, high tempo. I was actually on Pitt's campus last week before the Penn State game, heading out to State College, and everyone had these T-shirts on, high-octane football. So they're going to speed it up and play it at a high level, and important for Iowa's defense to step up itself and for them to get a win, because I know a lot of folks unhappy with Kirk Ferentz right now in Iowa City.
Adam, there was a rumor that Nevin Shapiro was actually in Columbus getting a tattoo this week as they get ready to battle Ohio State and Miami. I mean, how bad is that game? I mean, when you look at the off-the-field problems, that's going to be the highlight of that one, isn't it?
Well, it's kind of like a car wreck. You have to look on Saturday night when those two teams play after everything that's been going on this summer. And you know, ultimately, it is now between the lines. You know, both those programs have incredibly uncertain futures, you know, with the NCAA considering penalties and will be imposing penalties for both programs, Ohio State first and then Miami at some point. You have 2 first-year coaches. You have, you know, Ja'Cory Harris coming off a suspension. A couple Ohio State players, including running back Jordan Hall, coming off a suspension. So there are a lot of question marks on both sides of the ball. It's going to be really important, though, for Ohio State. They've been such a good road team, especially in Big Ten play the past decade, for them to just find a way to win, whether it's defense, whether it's special teams, making a play here and there on offense. It's not going to be easy. I think we saw that last week against Toledo. It's probably not going to be easy for Ohio State very often this season, but this team, I still believe, has enough guys that know how to win, and I don't know if Miami has that.
We're going to see the freshman Braxton Miller in that one?
I would think so. You know, he was, I guess, a little banged up last week, and I really think if that game had gotten a little bit more comfortable for Ohio State, you might have seen him against Toledo, but I think they wanted Joe Bowserman to work through his issues and give Ohio State enough of a cushion so they could play Braxton Miller, but I don't think they have this luxury this week. You know, regardless of how this game goes, I think at some point, Ohio State's going to need Braxton Miller on the road, so you got to see what you got in him in this type of setting. You know, Terrell Pryor played three or four games into his freshman year. He was on the road at USC. He was on the road at Wisconsin and led a scoring drive to win that game. So you have to throw these young guys into the fire because you're going to need them when Big Ten play rolls around.
Last question from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com, Big Ten blogger. One game that I'm interested in, and on the field, I think Wisconsin's going to handle NIU just because NIU's defense not very strong. We saw that against Kansas. But I'm interested to see how many fans show up to that game because I know Illinois, Mike Thomas, the new athletic director, has talked about playing a game in Chicago, and you figured Soldier Field would be in that mix. And it seems like whether it's Iowa, Wisconsin, NIU, or Illinois back in the 90s, it seems like they can't sell a lot of tickets there. So do you think that's a possibility, and do you think it's a good possibility that Illinois should go to a game there sometime, a home game?
Well, I think you bring up a good point. For some reason or another, it's been hard to get that type of support that you need to sell out that place and make it worth your while. I mean, Northwestern, you know, regardless of the whole field issue, the Wrigley Field game was a big success, got a lot of national attention and so forth. You know, but if you're going to go to Soldier Field, it's obviously filling a larger capacity. NIU struggled to do that against Iowa back in 2007, I believe. I was at that game. And I don't think the ticket sales for this game are going as well as Northern Illinois would hope. But again, you know, Illinois, if they promote it the right way, if they come off a good season or two, that's a big thing, is get people excited about it in Chicago, because there are a lot of college football fans here and a lot of Illinois fans who would want to go to a game like that, but you have to have a good team and a good opponent. So I think it could work, but I think it needs to be marketed the right way, and the timing of it is going to be really key for Illinois.
Adam, be careful getting down there. Look forward to seeing you, and have some fun here in Champaign, would you?
I will do. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. That is Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com. He writes a Big Ten blog and does a great job. I think it's almost mandatory reading if you're a Big Ten fan to get on there. And I mean, how often do they blog? It seems like it's every second.
Yeah, he and Brian Bennett, they blog about 5-10 times a day.
Wow.
Just all the news, if you want to stay up to date and on the Big Ten news in one place, it's a great place to do it. And I threw up on our Facebook page. I put up on our Facebook page. Jeez.
I'm sorry.
Tough crowd here. I put up on our Facebook page. Adam wrote about the Illinois game and what it means for them on a national level.
Sweet.
Just to get noticed and to be respected by some people, because a lot of people do doubt that this team can make that next step. And I think Illinois fans are included in that. So definitely check that out on our Facebook page. We linked it there. Just search Tay and Jay Show.
Tay and Jay Show, right? Yeah, on the Facebook. You got to include the show.
Right.
Okay. Hey, what are we going to talk about next? Let's talk about some of these games coming up. I'm fired up for these games. You want to do it? We'll do it next. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.